Welcome to the Author's Village call for the beginning of April. I guess it's still March, but it'll be the April shortly enough. So this call, we're going to introduce the Author's Village, the new and improved, reinvigorated Author's Village, and we'll talk a little bit about how that happened and why. And I'm very, very excited about the way things are shaping up. April's going to be incredibly exciting. And May and June are going to be even better still. So this is very, very cool. I'm very, very excited. So the first half of tonight's call is going to be about the Author's Village and the new focus. So the Author's Village is going to become exclusively focused on authors. So the assumption is you're a writer with a message, you want to put together a bestseller, and you want to be paid for telling your story. And so the only people I'm talking to in the Author's Village is people who are actively writing books or have books, people who actively want to make a career out of becoming a writer and a speaker. So you have a message and you want to write a book, you want to become well known as an author. And so we're going to then talk about, it's going to be focused on how do you build a Web 2.0 community around your book and your message, but we're not going to be focused on the nuts and bolts of the Web 2.0 community in this call and in the Author's Village. The Author's Village is about what does it mean to be a writer in the 21st century? What does it mean to be a writer who's writing to a global audience? What does it mean to a writer who's going to be making money while you sleep because people are listening to the recordings of your book readings in Japan? That's the opportunity in the Web 2.0 world to any writer, to any author. And so that's what the Author's Village is going to be about, unlocking your global potential, unlocking your global audience, even if you are a writer about Seattle. There are people all over the planet who used to live here. My favorite radio station is from Austin, Texas, KGSR. They specialize in Texas music. And I grew up in Texas, and I love Texas music, not just cowboy music, but modern Texas music, Willie Nelson and the Outlaws and even the modern rockabilly guys, all kinds of different kinds of music comes out of Central Texas and Austin, and they specialize in that music. So I am a dedicated fan of that radio station, even though I haven't lived in Texas in 15 years. So I don't necessarily even want to go back to Texas too much, but I still love Texas music. So I'm a dedicated fan. Whatever your message is, whatever your story is, whatever you want to write about, you have a global audience. And unlocking that global audience is what the Author's Village is all about. And learning to put together your community around your message and learning how to profit from that. But it's focused on people who want to write books, paper books, and workshops and the like, based on your message. So what we're going to do, however, is we're going to move all the stuff about Web 2.0 technology to a new community site called the Web 2.0 Community and Business. So there's a second new Collective X community getting started up. And that website and that community is all about what is the nuts and bolts of Web 2.0. How do you do blogging? How do you do article marketing? How do you create your own Collective X community? Do you want to do a Ninja community? Do you want to do an iGroup community? Do you want to do podcasting? All of those technologies of user-generated content, all of those techniques that are Web 2.0, which, if you don't know, Web 2.0 is kind of this nickname that has grown up around the modern internet, and it has to do with things like MySpace is Web 2.0, communities where people put up their own profiles and created their own communities of their friends. YouTube is Web 2.0 user-generated video. More people watch more hours of user-generated video than they do of all the networks combined all over the planet. I don't know if that's true, but I'll bet it's true. And if it isn't true today, it will be true soon. And that's user-generated content. And the nickname that people use, the shorthand people use for things like Wikipedia. The Wikipedia is an encyclopedia that was written by readers, no professional writers, although most of the writers in there actually are professionals in their field. Nobody got paid, or very few people got paid, to write content in Wikipedia, but it's now an encyclopedia that's 10 times bigger and statistically just as accurate as the Oxford Encyclopedia or Encyclopedia Britannica, any of the professional encyclopedias. The kind of slight distinction of that is the professional encyclopedia is probably not going to get it really, really wrong, whereas in Wikipedia, at least for a few hours or a few days, there could be stuff in there that is just completely off the wall. So a Wikipedia where you have user-generated content can be completely off the wall, but very likely it's not going to stay that way for long. So there are slightly different rules about the way you publish and the way you read and write in the Web 2.0 internet world, and that's what the Author's Village is going to be about. You're an author. You've got a message. You like to write or you like to speak. Like in my case, I'm not that good of a writer. I'm a pretty good writer, and I'll probably be doing a lot more writing in the coming months than I have in a long time. I wrote a financial newsletter for 7 years, so I wrote a 500, 800 word or so weekly commentary for 7 years. But I'm much better at speaking. I'm much better at getting on the phone and just talking about my ideas. I'm much better getting one-on-one and doing coaching and training with people. And so I'm much, much better with audio than I am with the written word. So what the key is, however, is storytelling. You got to tell your story. So you can tell it in a podcast. You can tell it in bridge conference calls like this. You can tell it in blogging, article marketing, lots of different venues to tell your story. But to become a professional author, to make a living telling your story, you've got to get good, or at least you and your staff have to get good, at telling your story in every possible channel. You want a conversational blog. You want article marketing where you solve problems. You want a community where your key fans come together and talk to each other about how great your ideas are, or you train advanced people. So the communities you build, typically the kinds of communities I'm talking about, are a few hundred, at the most a few thousand, and they come together. And so to do that, you may end up having lots of different communities. I've got about 15 different Collective X communities that I've set up, each with tens of people in them. So I've got maybe a couple of hundred people that I'm talking to now, but they're spread out over 15 different communities, and none of them has more than 50 or so people in them. Your community, certainly in the early days, may end up looking a lot like that. So the question is, how do you learn to tell your story in a Web 2.0 world? And the Author's Village, those of you who have been around for a while and heard me talk about it, we go back to that Author's Village outline that's on authorsvillage.com. So go to authorsvillage.com, click on the link for the book, and you can see the outline. That process is still the same. Find a crowd. Find somebody else's blog who's talking about your topic. Find somebody else's community who's talking about your topic. Join that community. Begin learning what people care about. Then you set up your own communities, and you invite your close friends and advisors to join your first Collective X site. It's going to be 10 or 20 people who know you well. And learn how to communicate in that environment. Learn how to get your 20 best friends talking to each other about how great your book is going to be when you get it done. Then you go out from there into your fan base, your first 100 fans, your 100 zealots. And so now you create a community for people who don't know you so well, but they love your work. So you want to put your first fans into a community. And the first 100 fans, you're going to find them because they're reading your blog, or they're reading your articles, or they're subscribed to your e-zine, or they got you as a bonus in somebody else's program. They found your ebook. Lots and lots of ways to get your name out there and get people in front of you. When you're doing article marketing and blogging, it's relatively easy within 30 to 60 days to have thousands of readers. Now, these are pretty casual readers who are kind of stumbling across you, so they're not yet very high-valued folks. But they don't need to be right away. I mean, do you have thousands of readers at all right now? Most of us don't. But with very low cost, very simple Web 2.0 tools, like a blog, like article marketing, like Collective X, iGroups, podcasting, very simple things. Each one is very simple. I'm putting together a training program called Make It Happen, 10 weeks to build your own Web 2.0 community and business. So I'm putting together a program, and my model, most of all of the other training out there, will teach you one or two of these things. They'll teach you how to do a blog. They'll teach you how to do article marketing. They'll teach you how to do one specific thing. And most of them have the model that you want to get millions of people coming to your website, lots of traffic, and then you monetize that traffic by selling them a little of this and a little of that. And typically in that, once you sell them something, your $97 ebook or whatever it is, you're done. My model is very different. The Author's Village model is, even if you're going to be selling millions of books one day, most of us are not best-selling authors yet. And what we need is not millions of people who might buy the book, but thousands of people, initially hundreds of people, who really understand your story and your message, and who can really help you get that message out there. They can help you refine your story. Remember, the assumption is if you're in the Author's Village, you're planning to become professional. So your job is to get an audience, and then your job is to tune your ear to your audience. Your goal is to become professional. Your goal is to become well paid for telling your story. So no more hedging from me. I'm going to be your coach, and I'm going to be writing you to learn to become a professional author. Learn how to write in a conversational style in your blog. It is your job as a professional to learn how to write well enough to create a conversational, sometimes funny, sometimes controversial conversation about your message and your topic. That's your blog. You may have a couple of blogs. It costs you almost nothing to set up a blog. It costs you very little to write 300 to 500 words a day in your blog. Depending on your writing style, you don't have to do it daily. If you like to write in blocks, great. Sit down over a long weekend and write 50 blog entries. And then edit them and publish them one a day. But you write them all in a block. You write them over a long weekend or whatever, depending on your style. Or maybe your style really is to write every day. Whatever works for you, there's a million different ways to do this. But you're a professional author who wants to become a bestseller. And you want to get well paid for telling your story, for spreading your message. The first step to that is get an audience. Get an audience to listen to your story and get them to tell you what they like and what they don't like about your story. And the Web 2.0 tools that are going to be referred to in Author's Village, mostly in Author's Village, we're going to talk about how do you use your blog, how do you write to a blog. And the main reason you're going to want to join Author's Village is so that you can talk to the other authors. The Author's Village currently has 45 folks in it. And pretty much every single person in there has said they want to become a best-selling author, one way or the other. They want to write a book. They have a book. They want to become very well known. So do you know 40 other authors? Do you belong to other authors groups that have 40 other authors in them? In the next few months, I'm sure that group is going to grow to about 100 or so. That's my goal, is to get it up to 100 by May or June. And then that'll be stable for me. It might grow more than that. It might not. But what I want is 100 people who are serious about writing their books, serious about learning to become well-heard and well-paid in the Internet 21st century author's world. And of those 100 folks, 20 or 30 will be very active at any time. So you're going to get the opportunity to tell other authors your story. You're going to be able to share notes and compare progress with 100 other authors who are trying to make it happen. And you'll have the opportunity for some free content. You'll have the opportunity for some paid content. I'll be putting together coaching programs where I do one-on-one coaching. I'll be putting together weekly or monthly focus groups so that you can focus on how do you build your audience in the Web 2.0 world. You can focus on how do you build community in the Web 2.0 world. You can focus on what is the author's business. How does an author make a living in the Web 2.0 world? So there are going to be those focus groups, which will probably be set up initially as for $97, you hook up with 5 or 10 other authors in the Author's Village to focus on how do you build your audience? How do you write to a blog? How do you write to article marketing? So each of those focus groups will set up initially. We'll talk about what do you want to focus on. As a member of the community, we'll talk about what we focused on last month, you'll decide what you want to focus on this month, and you'll decide if you want to join that focus group. And when you do, you'll sign up, pay your monthly fee for that month, and then we'll work for 4 weeks on that particular topic. And you will have been instrumental in deciding exactly what we do. We'll have bring in guest speakers like Shannon Evans, Howard Howell, Sales. Shannon is a writer and an editor. Patrick Smith, I'm sure, will come. Patrick Snow will come in and talk. Ruby Ye. We have lots of different authors. As we grow, there'll be a bigger and bigger list of people who will want to come in and talk to this audience. Because I assure you, when I've matured an audience of 100 serious authors, there will be no shortage of professionals who want to come in and talk to you about what you need and how they can help you become a professional author. And so it's my job to find professional speakers and presenters to come and talk to you about what you need to know to become a professional Web 2.0 global author in the 21st century. So my job is to find the people, and that leads us to this idea of festival marketing. So I've talked about this a little bit more. Why join the Authors Village? Why talk about it? What are authors in the Authors Village trying to do? Well, one of the things you're trying to do is get out of this rat race of having to sell. Get out of this rat race of having to sell your books. Get out of this rat race of having to sell the audios. Get out of this rat race of building your list and monetizing your list. It's a losing game. It's not a losing game. Some people can win at it. It's a lot of work. Mostly, it's not a very fun game. Unless you happen to love selling, it's a pretty unfun game out there. Hawking books, Hawking workshops, Hawking workbooks and CDs. Selling is just an unpleasant way to go. And in fact, it's so unpleasant that most people out there are sick and tired of it, and it doesn't work very well anymore. However, if you create a community of people who love your message, so you've got a few hundred, a few thousand people who love your message, you no longer have to sell. You simply create irresistible offers about the things you know how to do that they've already told you they would like you to do. So this has all been very abstract. The Author's Village, starting now, is going to get very concrete. You as authors, I'm going to go through and talk to each of you and start getting your profiles published. That's called the profile game. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, about the importance of creating games to keep your community excited and interested about what you do. And so I promised you back then that I was going to start going around and getting each of you to post your profiles. You're authors. You got to have a professional profile. The first thing anyone looks at when they wonder whether or not they want to buy your book or hire you as a speaker is your profile. You got to learn how to write a professional profile. What better way to learn how to write a professional author's profile than showing it and sharing it with 40 other authors? Ann Alberg, we've talked about this before. Ann Alberg was getting really high quality contacts in her Isagenics group because people read her profile on Facebook. People from all over the country were out there looking for somebody to sign up for Isagenics with. They found her profile on Facebook, and they called her and said, I like your photograph. I like your bio. I think I want to work with you. As an author, you need to have that happening to you too. You have to write a profile that gets people's attention and gets people saying, gee, I'd really like to read that book. I wonder if I can get chapter one. I wonder if I can get a hold of the author. Gee, I'm looking for someone to talk on that topic at my next Rotary Club or my next keynote, my next Chamber of Commerce weekend. I need a speaker. This guy looks interesting. I love what she has to say. I wonder if she would talk in my group. You got to write a profile like that. You got to learn how to publish it. You got to get it on the internet. The place to practice all that stuff is in the Author's Village, so that when you publish your profile on the Speakers Bureau, it's already really good. The Authors Village is a friendly group of other authors who you can let down your hair and will give you honest feedback. That's that honest sounding board. In the Authors Village, the book, part one is your personal village. Chapter 2 is the Honest Sounding Board. The Author's Village for you, as a member of the Author's Village, is an Honest Sounding Board. In the not-too-distant future, I'm probably going to take the community, well, the paid version of the Author's Village will be a private community, so the only people in there will be other members of the Author's Village. A lot of you are going to get grandfathered into that. A lot of you are going to be able to get in different ways. But basically, everybody in there is going to be a soon-to-be-published author serious about producing a community around their work, so that you will be able to speak honestly and openly with the other members of the Author's Village, and the only people who will see your questions and comments are other soon-to-be best-selling authors building communities. So you can get honest feedback. The reason to join the Author's Village, the reason to become active in the Author's Village, is an honest sounding board from other authors who are trying to solve the same problem you are. How do you get well-heard and well-paid in the 21st century? Down the road, there'll be other follow-on trainings and courses of how do you build new products, how do you sell your products in your community, how do you sell other people's products in your community, because that's one of the things that happens is once you have an audience, one of the key ways you get well-paid for having built an audience, when you have 1,000 people who love fly fishing, people who sell fly fishing equipment are going to want to talk to your audience. And so one of the ways you get saved is by becoming a promotional spokesperson. You, right, down the road, people like Patrick Snow are going to be coming and talking to you about things he knows that you want to know. People like Ruby Ye are going to come and talk to you about things she knows that you want to know. And it's my job to only invite people who really have added value to you and explain to them that the ground rules is they can't sell, but they better tell what value they deliver. And so for those of you who need what they deliver and have the money for their products, you go and ask. Say, gee, I'd really love a multimedia ebook. What does that cost? And you call up Ruby and you make an appointment. So people aren't going to be coming in every month and hawking their stuff, but they're going to be coming in and sponsoring a focus group on how it is you use whatever they provide to build your audience, to build your group, to enhance your career. So you're going to want to do that. Once you have your group, you're going to want to do the same thing. Whatever your topic area is, your job is to go out to find 5 or 10 other joint venture partners who do things that you don't do, but that your audience needs done. So you're going to become professional at that too. So all of these things are things that professional authors who want to become bestsellers and want to become well-paid in the Web 2.0 21st century world, that's what the Author's Village is about. And now that I've had this sufficient growth in what I'm doing and clarity, and I now have this new program called the Web 2.0 Community and Business, and I have the new high-end training program called Make It Happen, Build Your Complete Web 2.0 Community and Business in 10 Weeks, I'm going to be able to spread this stuff out. And in the Author's Village, we're going to be very, very focused on what does it mean to be an author in the 21st century? How do you get well-heard and well-paid? And I'm looking forward to this greater clarity and focus. I'm looking forward to starting to lean on you guys to become active members of the community, posting and commenting, and I'll be doing the same. Does that sound like fun? Sure does to me. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very, very excited about enhanced clarity. I'm working closely with Shannon Evans, Howard Howell, Patrick Snow, and a variety of other folks to start really bring in some more content, more focus, more clarity, more ideas, and more stuff to do to move you forward. So this is getting exciting. I think I'm going to sign off on the Author's Village half of this call. Pause for a moment. Pause the recording. Give us a bookmark here, and then we'll start back up and talk about what is Web 2.0. So thanks for listening to the call. Thanks for listening to this part of the recording. You can go on and listen to the second half, or you can go on your merry way. As you may have noticed, the new model is these calls are going to be broken up into 2 30-minute segments, so you don't have to come on for a whole hour. The Author's Village part is the first half. The second half will be the Web 2.0 half. So thanks for joining me. See you in a second.